Blog Talk Radio.
This is a Jam Own production. Listening to Jam On Talks on Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry D. and Jamin. We are so happy to be with you today with our expert, Dr. Dale Foster. And Doctor, you just heard the melodic antidote, Smile, Cry, Love. And we have you here today to talk about calming anxiety during the COVID virus. And I would like to dive right into that subject.
Hi, Sherry. Thank you. Yes, that's a beautiful piece. Thank you, Jamin, for composing and playing that piece for us. I like that it's called subliminal. Sometimes we think that we have to always be thinking and cogitating and cognizing and perceiving when sometimes we just need to relax into an environment, and a big part of our environment is our sound. The sound environment influences us on a physical level. Those vibrations literally vibrate our eardrums, which transfer those vibrations into neural signals, which go into the brain, and then it becomes biological. The cells in our bodies are literally vibrating in tune with the beats and the melodies of that music. And then it becomes more than just biological. It becomes psychological and psychosocial and biopsychosocial, in that music can evoke memories and feelings And it even has the power to transfer the intention of the artist. And when I hear that, I hear so much of nature and melody and sound and uplifting and relaxation, and I don't even have to know Jamin to know that a lot of his intention is healing. Am I right?
Thank you.
It's
absolutely
peace, right?
Yes. Right. Right.
Could you just put into a few words? Could you do that, Jamin, for us? Could you just say in just a few words, just one word list maybe, some of your emotional intentions as you wrote that music?
It's about, you know, well, that piece there is about smiles, cries, and love. And those are the three emotions that, you know, I feel that the human body, that we deal with on a daily basis, you know, from just in a way of living. You know, we go through smiles, we go through these cries, and we go through these, and we go through love, and just the three main parts of the human body that we go through. And I try to bring those melodies out and those those diaphragms of the music that reaches the brain that can settle you, just put you in that moment, put you in that place, just, you know, of uplifting. Period.
Definitely uplifting.
Just a good, absolutely. Just to bring that smile on, just to bring, you know, just bring all these emotions out that is very uplifting and happy spirit as far as that goes. And just, you know, I just implement on that and just, man, just go for it. Cause I'm full of good spirits all the time, and just it comes out of my playing, and it's just, you know, and it becomes subliminal, and it just and it gets contagious. It just goes from the next body to the next. It's contagious, and it's a pretty good antidote. You know, it's been working for me, and as you know, it's having anxiety myself, and I'm just go to my happy place. You know, I'm just on the piano, man, just along with sharing myself, and just bring these tones to life and change lives. That's our whole motive and concept of this.
Yeah, I like that you said share. That's what you're doing. You have an inspiration, and you're sharing your inspiration for the purpose of sharing your smiles and cries and love, and it becomes a social. It takes on more than just the sum of its parts. It's more than just a few melodies and sounds together. It actually has a life of its own, and that's what good music does. It changes us because it connects us. It connects us as human beings biologically. It connects us as physical parts of this physical universe physically, and it connects us psychologically. It helps us with many, many brain functions, and I could go into some of those specifics if you like.
Yes, please do.
Okay, so I could even talk about, let's just talk about the fundamental approach that you have, Jamin, was to calm the anxiety that we have, especially with the COVID virus. And there seems to be collectively, even globally, a level of anxiety and fear that's tangible. It's reflected in everything we do. You don't even go outside or look on media without feeling that tangible anxiety. So the first thing that I feel when I listen to that music, and any good music, is calming. And the mechanisms of that are that, first of all, we have a sort of a beat frequency in our brain rhythms, and they're actually named alpha, beta, delta, gamma, theta. So they're different frequencies of brain waves. And our brain, through that physical and biological and cellular activity of music coming into ears, can follow a frequency. A beat frequency can actually start to slow down our dominant frequency. Say, if I'm in a high frequency anxiety state, just a slowed beat frequency of music can start to help me calm down. However, sometimes it has what's called a paradoxical effect when the brain doesn't want to calm down and it gets anxious in reaction to a slowed beat. So that's the complexity of individuals. And so there are individual reactions to every bit of music every time you listen to it, but you can develop habits. You can find music that calms your soul. You can find specific themes and beats and instruments that are your favorites. And that's where it becomes very psychologically and individualized. And you can maybe through a tone or a beat or a melody actually remember something that you couldn't have remembered otherwise. So that's when music goes into the brain, it starts in the auditory cortex. That's in the temporal lobes. We have two of them, one on each side of the brain, and they're crosswired where our right ear is connected more toward the left temporal lobe and the left ear is connected to the right temporal lobe. And so you can actually, if you have high enough resolution on a functional MRI or an EEG, watch those parts of the brain beat with the beat of the song. And then if someone has good focus and attention, they can allow that beat to permeate the whole brain through focus and relaxation and just allowing it to happen. That's when you're listening to a musical piece and you just relax into its rhythm and it grips you all over and you feel a sense of oneness with it. And that's what musicians look for. Right,
so
Simon, you're
Dr.
looking for somebody
ask,
to have a oneness.
Right.
Go ahead.
May I ask, in your practice with NeuroSource, when you're working with your patients or clients, how exactly do you apply music to that, and what result do you see?
Yeah, so the first level is you can start off with finding a beat frequency that is even pre-musical. It doesn't even have a melody or harmony yet, but you can find a beat frequency and you can embed that into a piece of music. And I have lots and lots of selections that I can use, and I help people pick the ones that appeal to them psychologically. But you can tell yourself, everyone knows that there are certain types of music that are good for just chilling and relaxing. And there's other types of music that are better for focus and concentration. And that has to do with the beat frequency. So someone's training their autonomic nervous system to calm down, you'll look for more lower beat frequencies. And you may even be specific enough where you look at their brain. I'll do a neuroimage and can see perhaps where their dominant frequency is and match the frequency of the music to that. And then if they're interested in learning to calm down, slowly lower the beat frequency and see if their brain slows down to that lowering of the beat frequency. And then what you've got is you're turning down their sympathetic nervous system. You're teaching them how to biophysically relax, turning down adrenaline, turning down cortisol, turning down muscle relaxation. And a lot of people need that. And at any given moment, you may need something else. Like it may be that you're doing a task and you need to focus and get activated. So you'd look for a higher beat frequency. And then you'd look for things that are aesthetically pleasing. I mean, the science of music and how music is beautiful is more than just science. So much of it is art. But there's a lot of science out there. And a lot of people do it intuitively. They know what sounds right. and they create things like that. So a wide selection for any given individual of what helps me calm down when I'm up, when I want to get down, and what helps me focus and get activated when I want to get activated. And most of us do that naturally. Like if I'm going to work out, I'll have workout music. If I'm going to go to sleep or calm and meditate, I'll have different kinds of music. And so I help people recognize that and then help them use that in their daily lives to help create that space for them to manage. It's like it's consciousness management, basically.
Sure.
We all are conscious. And mm-hmm. what we want to do is we want to be able to manage our consciousness so that we enjoy life to the fullest. We want more happiness. We want to be able to experience wholeness, oneness, connection, love. And that's the meaning of life. And we manage
that
experience.
I love that, Doctor. On that point, we are going to go to break and we are going to come back. And you're going to hear more from Dr. Dill Foster, clinical neuropsychologist of Neurosource.net, advocate of melodic antidotes, which is what you are listening to today, produced by Jam Own, and your host, Sherry D. Motes and Jamin Jones. Stay right where you are, and we will talk more about working from home, relaxing, and getting through the COVID breakout and the aftermath through the therapy of music. Stay right where you are.
This is a Jam Own production.
You're listening to Jam On Talks on Business Over Coffee International Radio with Sherry D. Motes and Jamin Jones. Our expert today is Dr. Dill Foster of Neurosource.net. We encourage you to go to his website and you will find what you need in order to train your brain for a better life. And Melodic Antidotes actually has been birthed because of the COVID virus and what is going on with people and their lives changing in dramatic and traumatic ways. And Dr. Dill, I'm going to throw the ball to you here because you are the expert on how we can navigate those waters through the music therapy that is provided.
Okay, sure. One of the things that we want to be aware of in this particular time with the COVID-19 is we want to take care of our immune system. If we are exposed, we need to fight it off. We need to heal, and we need to have a healthy immune system for that to happen. We know for a fact, this has been demonstrated in numerous scientific studies, that music can boost your immune system. They've done studies with white blood cell counts, those little scavengers that help us fight off infections, and music can improve our white blood cell count. The mechanism, they believe, primarily is our stress response. We have basically these two nervous systems. One turns us up, the sympathetic nervous system, gets us ready to fight or fly, and another one turns us down. It's the parasympathetic nervous system. It gets us ready to rest and digest. And it's when our parasympathetic system is activated that our immune system works the best. If you think about if you're about to be killed, your immune system might be put on hold because it's going to keep you from dying next week or next month. While if you're about to die instantly, then your immune system isn't necessary because you might not even have time to use your an instantaneous thing. So if you're in a state of anxiety because of the COVID virus, then what you've done is you've increased your chances of getting the virus and not surviving the virus. So it's kind of paradoxical. We need to have appropriate concern so that we can do the things we need to do to protect ourselves and our loved ones and to be smart about how we avoid exposure to the virus. But if we're overly concerned, that's the definition of anxiety, and it's counterproductive. It actually makes us more susceptible to getting the virus, and if we get it, not surviving it. So it's crucial for us to use the part of our brain called our frontal lobe. And that's another part of the brain that music helps with. The music can literally improve our frontal lobe function. And that's where we have reasoning and logic and verbal capacities and emotional management. And if you can find the space inside the music that makes you feel oneness and wholeness and health and healing, you're going to be stronger. Your immune system is going to be better able to resist any infection, and you're going to be happier, and you're going to actually have a better ability to remain healthy in all cases. So that's just and another thing is they've done studies with people, say with one study is very interesting, Alzheimer's disease. These people were losing their memories, and they gave them music that matched the kind of music that they had had while growing up. So this is a very personal study. And it literally improved their memories and improved their physical mobility. Some of them actually got out of their wheelchairs in one study, and then they had been basically immobilized for years, and started to move when they had this music coming through their headphones.
So it provided healing.
It really provided healing,
an antidote, honestly.
An antidote, exactly. And part of
very
it is
very interesting. Yes.
Yeah, our emotional centers are very intensely concentrated in our temporal lobes too, and that's where our primary auditory cortex is. That's where we hear the first part of the music, and that is connected with our emotions. That's why emotional experience goes along with music in so many cases, because they're very closely. And that's why a good musician, when they're creating and when they're playing, when they're performing, you can see it in their faces. You can see it in their bodies, and it gets translated to everyone listening. And even if you can't see the performer, you can often feel their intent through the musical tones and the melodies. And one thing about Jamin's subliminal here is he included nature sounds. Did you notice that?
Absolutely.
I mean, how many of us?
Yeah.
How many of us mm-hmm. grew up in nature?
Right.
It's part of our yeah. It's part of our genetic code. When we hear the sound of birds or the ocean or a breeze, it puts you in a natural setting inside your mind. And we grew up in natural settings. And nature is one of our primary sources of beauty and connection and feelings of wholeness because we're natural. We've been on this genetic road for a long time, and it reminds us of our connections. This world and nature was before us, and it will probably outlive us, at least our physical selves, but yet there's a spiritual self that has never been apart from it and won't ever be apart from it. And that's what is appealed to us when we hear nature, we connect with ourselves. The self that
I
is.
I love that. And we are out of time, Dr. Foster. It has been such a pleasure to have you with us. And I would like, first of all, Jamin, would you leave us with just a nugget? And then we're going to have Dr. Foster leave us with a nugget before we go off the air.
Well, I would like to imply on just different colors, as Dr. was saying about like the nature sounds and just the. Just the uplifting sounds, and just I use all these tones, and as he was speaking on the on the frontal lobe and auditory cortex, it's just to reach that in a positive way. With beautiful colors coming out, and just on black and white notes, and just implement that into positivity, and just to relieve stress and anxiety, as doctor said. And I will continue to do so. Just to bring that antidote is the best that I can do. And then thanks a lot, Doctor, for all this incredible information you gave me. Even yourself, it's just unbelievable, and it's just something just for me personally to take with me as well. I can even imply and add more to my music and my phrasing. And as you said, you know, just to feed that frontal lobe of positivity and just make it come to life. And that's I'll end it like that.
Yes, Dr. Dale.
Yes. Yes, Jamin, thank you so much for your beautiful pieces. Keep up the great work. And I like to look at each of us as composing our own symphony of life. And we want it all to be beautiful, and we want it to harmonize with everybody else's symphony, because there is only one symphony, and it's the symphony of life that we're all playing our part in. And when you feel that deep down, then it's okay for you to have your internal specific notes that are different, because you're adding to the whole symphony, and only you can do that. Every individual has an obligation to add what they can to this great symphony of life.
Our sponsors today are Come Into Your Own and Business Over Coffee International. You are listening to Jam On Talks with Sherry D. Motes and Jamin Jones with our expert, Dr. Dale Foster of Neurosource.net. Our mission is to develop people internally through the theory of the mind and music while enhancing awareness of the need for musical therapy in their daily lives. We all need that. And as we close the show today, you're going to hear just a portion of a song. And if you want more of the melodic music that you've been hearing, melodic antidotes, please go to Jam On on Facebook and message us there. That's Jam On VIP would be our handle. Smile, cry, love during this time that we are in, and we are so blessed to be together.
I love,
I smile,
I love,
I cry,
I love,
I love,
I love.
You're
the reason why I smile, I smile, I love. Ooh, I love,
I
warm embrace, captivated by your love.